Coming up this hour on KISU, ASISU Speaks with host Christoph Kassoon. Tonight, Christoph welcomes Nily Alvarez, a senator for the College of Arts and Letters for the Associated Students of Idaho State University.
Welcome, welcome to yet another edition of ASISU Speaks. We're almost two-thirds through the semester now, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff going on campus. Yes. Today, I have with me in the studio Senator Nily Alvarez.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Nily.
Hi.
So, I'm overwhelmed with emotion just sitting in this room with you because I've known you. We've been in office together, not even 2-3 months now?
Yeah, only since basically we had the retreat
since
together.
Since retreat.
Yeah.
And the kind of work me and you have accomplished together so far.
Like, still speechless. I'm even just still in shock.
In shock.
But I'm so proud.
So proud, and we've gotten so close.
Yeah. And just the way we work together, too. It's just like, no matter what, we can still have fun and just work at the same time.
Exactly. Which is how it should be, right?
Yeah.
In ASISU. So I know you, and I love you, and I want everybody to know and love you as much as I do. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? So where did you grow up?
All right, so I'm from Idaho Falls, which isn't too far away from here. I recently graduated from Skyline in 2016. I took a gap year off because we were having some like family medical issues. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I moved to Pocatello in the middle of spring semester. Still, for me, it was too late to start.
Mm-hmm.
So while I was living here, I ended up meeting some of my closest friends who went to ISU, basically convinced me to come to school here. One of my first friends was VP for the past 2 years, Des Ruiz. And mm-hmm. So watching her and helping her with go through the ASISU process and just watching her just be like a rocket, getting things done, like really wanted me to come to ISU. And so now, a year later, ran for Senator of College of Arts and Letters, got appointed in to chair diversity and outreach, and
Woo!
Now me and you are just making waves.
Making waves. I love that almost your whole journey at ISU has kind of been fraught with difficulties, you know, kind of been being in and out, kind of hitting these roadblocks, and somehow you always come back. You always find a way to come back swinging and be involved.
Yes. It's just, I just love ISU so much. Like, it took me a while before I even decided I even wanted to go to college.
Yeah.
And so just growing up, it's just, in Idaho Falls, there's always this stigma, just like, oh, ISU is just, since it's close, it's just a little community college. It's just nothing too exciting, but just coming here and actually seeing how amazing campus life is, like how, like, close I can be with all my professors and just how fun everything is. There's so much going on all the time. And campus just every day is getting more beautiful. Oh. And so I wanted to be a part of that. Like, I wanted to get my vision onto ISU and get my ideas out to, like, get ISU to, like, something even better than it already is.
Yes, I love that. And I love your vision. And I think your vision is so unique and it's so needed in places like Idaho where there's just such little diversity, you know, diversity in terms of race, sexuality, all these different identities that don't necessarily get a voice. And I feel like you have this ability of giving a voice to people who just don't have one.
Exactly. Since I was young, I wanted to be the first female Latina president.
Yes.
And so growing up in Idaho, it's just day by day, it didn't really seem like that was going to become true. But I was always that one kid into politics, like the one on Thanksgiving who was always arguing with the aunt.
Me.
Yeah.
I love it.
We all know. And so finally just coming to ISU and realizing that I can actually get the chance to do that, like be that woman in power and bring like representation to like the Latino and especially like the Afro-Latino community.
Yep.
And especially the LGBTQ community as well. Just there's not any representation here. And so I want to be that voice and I want to make sure ISU knows that we're here.
We are here and we feel included.
Yes.
And we will keep including each other.
Always. Is my number one priority is inclusion.
Yes, and I know, well, you've always been an involved person, right? From even since high school.
Yeah.
You've been doing crazy things, so tell us a little bit about that.
So in high school, my freshman year of high school, I came out as bisexual. Mm-hmm. I finally came to terms with it. And so I also decided that I wanted to be involved with just getting more LGBTQ-related things in at least my high school.
Yeah.
And so I with the help of some other friends of mine, we created the first Gay Straight Alliance Clubs.
Wow.
In the East Idaho High Schools in Skyline, Bonneville, and Idaho Falls. So that was amazing. They're still up and functioning and running. And that same year, I also was able to sit on like the chair for the Pride Parade.
Wow.
The Pride Committee. And we put on the first Pride Parade in Idaho Falls. And so it was amazing. They let us, the high schoolers who like did this, have representation in that parade and let our ideas and like get us involved in that. And so I'm really proud to be a part of that. And so I'm hoping I will be doing more things like that for ISU as well.
Absolutely. That's amazing. It's so incredible to me whenever high school students, you know, take on these crazy responsibilities on top of trying to graduate and apply to different colleges and whatnot. They're out there in the community doing crazy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like today we saw that especially.
Oh my God, yes, yes.
Yes, let's talk about that. So, Christoph, why don't you tell us about the event that you got us into? And
then okay, awesome. So today we had over 300 students from different high schools in Idaho who are members of their student councils come to ISU. And there were different events taking place and different workshops and breakout sessions. And we were approached as ASISU with the opportunity to host a breakout session for these kids. So what we did was put together a ASISU critical thinking and problem solving simulation. And students basically came in. We held it in our new Senate chambers so they could kind of sit in the chairs and feel the vibe. They loved the room. They loved the room. As soon as they walked in, they felt like home.
Whoa, this is so cool. We had the exact same reaction, bro.
Exact same reaction, yeah. Yeah, and these students, we presented them with a problem and we told them to break up into groups and help us solve the enrollment crisis. How can we get more students in Idaho to apply to college and to apply to ISU, right?
Yeah.
And, oh my God, the ideas.
The ideas
that came out of those kids.
It definitely broke that stereotype I think college students have, just like, oh, high schoolers don't know what they talk about. They don't know what's going on.
Oh, they're aware. They are self-aware.
Very aware.
Yeah.
So some of the ideas that they came forth with was absolutely amazing, just things that, like, I feel like there's just, like, anyone on campus can be involved with. And so just more representation in college and their college life. Just, like, they want to know, like, how we are day-to-day. They already know, like, you have to get good grades.
Yes.
You have to, you know, get good grades to get a good job, you know, do well. They already get that. That's common knowledge.
Right.
But they want to know what it's like day to day, you know, our daily struggles, just like, am I going to buy coffee or am I going to survive this day or am I going to pay the rent? Like, they want to know that.
Exactly.
They also just want to know everything that we have going on campus, too, like all the resources and the events and just diverse life on ISU.
Yeah.
Like, they love that.
I love that they showed so much interest in knowing that part of college, because for me, that's what's really important. That is the meat of college.
Yeah.
It's so much more than just sitting in class and crossing that stage with that diploma. Like, this is a whole experience. There is a whole process, a whole network of experiences that happen in order for you to cross that stage. And you can't just not care about that.
No.
Right? And that's what they want to see. They want to know what the real life is, the true story of a college student.
And that's the best part of college, in my opinion, yeah.
Seriously, yeah. My experiences are so much more valuable than the degree.
Yeah.
So much more. My friendships, my mentorships, my professors.
The networking opportunities I make, like, everything about that just, like, comes, like, so close to my heart.
Me too.
And so I'm glad they really were aware of that.
I love that. And it really shows kind of this almost generational shift, you know, cognitively, because to have a generation of kids thinking like that, thinking so process-based, that is going to do wonders for the world.
And we want them to come to school then. We want them to come to ISU. And we changed a lot of their opinions on ISU. Like I said earlier, just growing up, especially in Idaho Falls, everyone already has their stigma and their, like, opinion already made on ISU.
Right.
It isn't until you come here and actually, like, are, like, starting your first day of classes, you realize that just everything you've been told is wrong.
True.
Just, like, you make your own experiences here and you can live however you want here.
Exactly. ISU is a home for everybody.
A home for everybody, and everyone can be part of your family. And so I just absolutely loved it. Today was amazing.
Really great, great experience. I'm so thankful to Holly and the Dean of College of Arts and Letters, Dr. Turley Iams, for giving us this chance to be part of such a good experience and connect with students and get such good feedback that we can actually use.
Yes.
Like, they give us such practical suggestions we can use to improve enrollment.
Exactly. And these are our future students. So basically, this is like ASISU's job, reaching out to our constituents, our community, like seeing
much
what we need to do.
Yeah, and future ASISU leaders.
Yeah. Some of them came up to us after and asked, like, oh, what's your election process like? Like,
right.
How did you become to be a senator? How did you even decide? And they wanted to know. They were excited about it.
They were asking questions, yeah.
Yeah, and if we can do that for high schoolers, like, I think we can do that for everyone here on ISU, too.
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
100% agree. Yeah, yeah. They seem very excited and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
So, if anything gives me a lot of hope for this generation, or the generation kind of after mine, it's these kids.
Definitely.
They re-inspired my faith in humanity.
They really did.
Like, because it's scary. It's scary right now, you know, to look out into the world and see what's going on. And it's so easy for young people to get just so desensitized and so worn down by all the bad news and all the horrible things going on in the world. And
yeah, this is just that nice little glimmer of hope I needed to just know that no matter what, like, we'll be okay. Like,
absolutely,
there's still going to be another generation of warriors right behind us.
Yeah, always social justice warriors.
Yes.
I love them. The best people on the planet.
And we will protect them.
Yes, forever. So let's talk a little bit about your program. Yeah?
All right, yes. So I am just starting into PR and advertising. I'm studying mass communications. The reason why I chose it's just because anything I decide to do within the communications program, it's also versatile, like all my classes I'm taking. And I am absolutely loving them. Like, I'm taking media literacy classes right now. Like, I'm even taking another, like, business speech class. And even though most people in that class are like, I'm loving it, but I just love talking. So.
Yes, and you're amazing at it.
Thank you. That's what I love to hear. Yeah, so I just love these classes. And the professors are really, they're amazing.
Amazing.
I love them. And luckily, because, like, my friend last year, she also graduated from the communications department. So I got to meet a lot of professors through her, and I got to meet a lot of people who work, with like, deep within the communications department. And they're all just so fun to work with. And I know that this is where I need to be. Like, this is where I need to be. I'm only a sophomore, so, like, I'm still feeling it now, but I just know. Like,
yes.
I picked the right one.
I love that feeling, when that moment when you realize you're home in your department. And it takes a second. Some people get it their freshman year. They pick up on it right away, and they find their little niche in the department, and they find their little community. But I took some time, and when I found my home in my department, after finding my home at ISU, it was, like, another level of comfort and support and growth that was just waiting for me.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I'm glad I finally got here, because I know college is so confusing.
Yeah.
Every day is confusing. Like, I'm still confused on who I am every day.
Every day. It changes all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
And so it's nice that I finally found, like, a department that's going to be able to change with me and help me, like, change in the best ways.
Exactly. Exactly. They want to be there for you while you go on your journey.
Yeah.
They're not telling you what journey to go on.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And I'm still that person who's going to go whichever way I want, but please just slide in some guidance.
Exactly. Yeah, just little slivers of knowledge, of experience.
Yes, and they definitely do that. So I like it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I've said this before on the show, like, and I'll say it again because it's so true. There's no other school in Idaho, or I probably would say in this country, where you can make the kind of connections with people.
Exactly.
There's something about this place that forces you somehow to connect with people on a different level.
Yes.
Professors, friends, people in the administration, athletes, everybody.
Everyone. You're not going to get this anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
And that's another one of the greatest parts about ISU, is just being able to make those connections. Like, I have met my best friends here.
Absolutely.
Like, I did not know you could have friendships like this.
I didn't even know these kind of friendships existed.
No, like, I even met you.
Wow.
Yeah. All thanks to ISU.
All thanks to ISU, yeah. And it brings together people just from such different backgrounds. Like, even within students from Idaho who come here, there's so much diversity in their background.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how we all kind of, what happened in the grander scheme of things in all our lives that led us to this moment where we can kind of intersect.
Yes.
You know, we're at an intersection. College is a massive intersection.
Yes.
It's really what it is.
And I'm glad, if we're going to be with the same people every day, like, I'm glad I'm able to be with those people who, like, I just mesh with. Like, it just feels, like, so right to be their friends.
Like, absolutely.
You're excited every day to, like, go to school, see them. You know they're going to be there right after, right there for you for anything. And so it's just, I just definitely know I wouldn't get this close of connections if I was at a bigger school.
Like, I agree.
And be able to focus on school. And be able to still go have fun.
Yeah, there's no way without that support.
No.
Yeah.
No. So.
Great things, great things. And we've talked about this before too, like, friendship is such an important thing, like genuine friendship, and a lot of people don't really understand what it is to have a real true friend.
Yeah.
You know? And they base all of their, you know, romantic relationships, their familial relationships, their relationships with their own children off of this kind of false conception of what friendship or what even love is.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a scary thing when you really stop and think about it.
Yeah, it's just you have to be able to allow your friend, whoever your significant other, whoever it is you're in a relationship
whoever
with, to, like,
it is.
Be ready to grow.
Yes.
Like, who they are right now is not going to be the same person even, like, a week. And you have to be, like, there to want that change for
exactly. them. Exactly. You have to want it for them as much as they want it for themselves.
Yes. You got to be able to, like, even encourage them to keep growing, because you're not going to stay the same. Like, humans aren't meant to stay the same.
No.
And if you're not growing, then what are you doing?
Exactly. And people just, you know, that's a huge, huge part of, I feel like, a problem with human psychology right now, just generally, you know? We have all these people just trying to control their lives. They're so afraid of change. So they just, like, buy in and tap into these tiny little boxes where everything is so perfectly controlled. But I can't believe that that's true happiness.
Yeah.
You know, to live in that stasis.
No, you have to be ready, like, every day to be ready for what life's going to throw at you.
Right. You have to let life live you.
Yes.
You are not living life.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like you said, like, when we talked about this before, it's just like, if you're trying to control your life, you're not going to be happy.
No, because control is the opposite of happiness.
Yes.
The opposite, yeah. If you're trying to be happy, if you're trying to make yourself happy by making more money or doing something to control the outcome, you've already given up on the real task.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life is so crazy. Life is so great. Like, you can't control it.
You can't. There's going to be massive ups and massive downs, and you have to learn to love both and live in the space between them.
Learn from them. Like, there is something to learn from every situation,
exactly.
every person you meet. And that is the best part of living life, is just because you don't know who you're going to encounter the next day. You don't know the new situation. You're still going to learn from it, regardless if it was a good or bad day.
True. Yeah, every experience is a lesson.
Yes.
Yeah, we live in an earth school, right?
Yes.
All of us, all human being, all of humanity is literally just one school. We're all just learning from life. Life is the teacher and we're being taught.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Eckhart Tolle said in A New Earth, life is the dancer and we are the dance.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, we're just the expression of life, really and truly, but the consciousness, the mechanism behind it comes from somewhere else beyond us. Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. We're just like little paintings, or, you know, but who's the painter? Whoa, man.
Brain delusions.
Oh, my God. So let's talk a little bit about politics. I like to throw this in every interview to kind of get a feel on where you're at.
Okay.
But, and you can answer this and interpret this however you want, but just generally, how do you feel about politics in the country right now? Or in the world?
In the world, well, I guess we can talk about politics in the country. I guess even just, like, politics in, like, Idaho and, like,
in
locally.
Idaho.
Yeah.
Locally, yeah.
And so in Idaho, I definitely feel like, since it is definitely a majority red state, like, it's been a religiously vote red state, and it's one of the most red states in the country. That's just how it's been. And so I feel like a lot of people, like, especially, like, young voters, like, young, like, either, like, Democrat or even, like, middle Green Party voters, like, do not feel encouraged to vote in the state.
Right.
Like, it's looking at the voter turnouts here, it's not very encouraging, even for me. But I think lately, especially with the rise of social media and the spread of getting people to go vote and people seeing the importance of voting.
Yeah.
Like, my senior year of high school, I had an AP Gov teacher. I love her. McCausland, shout out. Thank you so much. She taught me everything about politics, and every day stressed the importance of voting. Like, get out and vote. This is why it affects you.
Wow.
And so because of that, I feel like there's been a huge push, especially in our generation, to get out and vote. And so what a lot of people don't realize, and especially in Idaho, is just, like, your vote really does matter. In 2016, like, Idaho broke the, like, world record for the amount of people to show up for a Democratic caucus.
Wow.
Not the world, but, like, our country's record.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and we had 20,000 people come in caucus for a Democratic caucus. And if we can do that, then imagine what we could do if we all got out and vote.
True, yeah.
And so I feel that in general, for, like, politics in general, it's just, like, your vote really does matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you going and talking to your senators, writing to them, like, leaving letters, going and, like, sitting in their offices until they listen to what you want. Like, you are the people, they answer to you.
100%.
So I take that like ideology with me as my role as a senator.
Yeah.
Just like I can do what I want, you know. I have my vision, but ultimately it's what the students want.
Yes.
And they voted me in, so I'm going to listen to them and make sure that I'm doing what they're telling me to do.
Exactly. You can't forget the mission. You can't forget who put you here in the first place.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, ever. And so, yeah, I just really hope that this, at least the next couple elections, like, people can really see the power of what a vote can do.
Yeah.
What your voice can do. And just, like, you may not feel like people are listening, but there are hundreds and thousands of people who agree with you.
True. Absolutely. There's always somebody out there who's been through what you've been through and can understand and empathize mm-hmm. with why you feel the way you feel. And, see, that's such an important thing for politics. Like, politics has just become just so hyper-partisan.
Yes.
And everything is just so divided, and we keep forgetting that none of us were necessarily born Republican or liberal.
Yeah.
You know, like, that didn't exist really before.
No.
Like, so we can't try to classify and categorize and make everything about a partisan problem.
Yes.
Some things are just simply human problems.
Yeah.
Some things are just Idahoan problems. You know?
Yeah. Like, healthcare, like for example, healthcare, mm-hmm. like, it's labeled, like,
yeah,
it's a very, very partisan issue. But, like, ultimately, like, even if you look at, like, Idaho, like, the main, like, the two main candidates we have, both Democrat and Republican, like, uh-huh. one of their main concerns is healthcare.
Right. Like, so what does that say?
Yeah, it's not a partisan issue. Like, it's just human issues, America's issues, like, issues that we face every day.
Yeah.
And so this is what we need to change. We need to get people to, like, go in there and do what we need them to do, take care of these issues. It's not all partisan.
Exactly. It's not all partisan. I want to extend that even further, like, pretty much any kind of issue that is about a specific group or specific identity, like, as strong as you feel about it, like, I promise you, you live off of and make decisions based off what you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
All human beings do that. It's almost like you can't necessarily blame somebody who doesn't agree with you for believing what they believe.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense that they believe what they believe if you understand their whole life. If you look at the process, if you look at what they've been through to get them to this point, you can have empathy. And that's really where we should be going.
Yeah.
We should be focusing more on the process, in my opinion.
And just, like, keep the conversation going, but
yeah.
not conversing to listen and just answer back with your opinions, but conversing to, like, actually see how did they get there.
Actively listen.
Actively listen.
Mm-hmm. Ask thoughtful questions. One of the best tips I've ever learned, and this is also from Eckhart Tolle in an interview about active listening. He said, listen to the pauses. When someone is speaking, if you pay attention to their pauses and listen to that silence, it's so measured. And that silence makes everything have meaning.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So we should try that. Everybody should try that.
Yes.
Try to listen to the pauses and really pay attention to somebody when they're talking, and you'll see. You'll see the difference.
Every day when I, like, hang out with you, you just teach me, like, a new way of looking at life, or just a new way of looking at someone, or just everything. And I just love that. Like, you always give me the best insight.
Nah, I 100% feel the same exact way about you. 100%. So whatever it is we're doing, we're making magic, and it ain't gonna stop.
Ever. We're just getting started.
Yes. So I planted some seeds in your brain about thinking about running for future office at ISU. How are we feeling about that?
So the more I go along, I know definitely for sure I will still be within ASU.
Still be involved.
Oh, yes.
That makes me so happy.
Yes. Like, there's no way. Like I said, it just got started.
Yeah, it just got started. There's a whole story waiting to unfold.
A whole. Oh, we'll see.
We'll see how it goes. I love that. That makes me very, very happy. And before we close off, I would love for you to give me a little bit of advice for a person maybe out there who's been through what you've been through, maybe a younger Nai. What would you tell her? What would you tell that person?
A younger Nai. I guess the number one thing that I would tell them is to, like, keep writing. Just, like, keep writing your feelings. Like, keep processing them. Just, like, you're not dumb for how you feel. Like, you just need to go through those motions. Just, like, it's okay to feel how you need to feel. It's still okay now to feel how you need to feel. Just, like, you're completely justified. So I would really want her to just keep writing them down. I feel like that's a great way to help, like, process your feelings, try to, like, figure out where's going on. Just take alone time. Like, take me time.
Yes.
Like, separate yourself. Just, like, you, mental health days are a thing.
Are a thing,
and just,
yes.
And just, like, even if, like, no one else will believe you, just, like, you got to keep going.
I love that. I fully 100% endorse that. Processing.
Processing.
You know, if you can't live life too fast. If you're trying to live life too fast, you're doing it wrong. Like, you're supposed to do things and take a step back and think back on the experience, reflect, see how it ties back in and how it was leading you to a bigger thing or, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's like a puzzle. It's like, and every day we're just getting more and more pieces, you know? And if you have too many pieces and you haven't looked at them, you don't know what's going on. You don't even know how many pieces are there.
No.
You're overwhelmed, you're freaking out, and then what? You're just adding more and more pieces to the table. No. Look at the pieces you have. Look at those pieces, and that will tell you where to go next.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Piece by piece, day by day.
Yes.
It'll get done.
We're all on our own little journeys.
You will be okay.
Everybody out there who's a little bit disenchanted or disillusioned with anything going on in the world right now or with your own life, you're doing amazing.
Amazing, sweetie.
Just by being here still, you're doing amazing. And we're here to support you.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was so fun.
So much fun. I can't wait to have you back on.
Oh, me too.
Yes, 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 yes. And thank you to all the listeners who've been supporting the show, who've been following up and sending feedback and, you know, telling me how much you appreciate the show. Honestly, like, if you guys weren't listening, this wouldn't even be possible. So thank you for giving us some of your time to kind of share our thoughts.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Financial support for KISU's ASISU Speaks comes from ISU Credit Union, with offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello. ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto, and RV loans, and credit cards. Over 5,000 shared branches nationwide, and much more. ISU Credit Union, you've never seen banking like this.